I'm the incredible Theron. Truth, Justice, and the American Way down here, baby. Every Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. This is a hard job. This is a real hard job. This is hot, dry work. That's why we have to drink cold beer when we get out of here from time to time. But I'll tell you, all seriousness aside, that's what Steve Allen used to say. All kidding aside, this is tough work because the forces that be out there are so numerous that want to keep people like me off the air. I'm not whining and complaining. I'm just letting you know, as you may already well know, some of you, that the forces that be in radio, they don't want you to hear this stuff. This is not, they want to play nice. They want to be nice. They want some type of an entertainment tonight bullcrap radio program on. When I first put this show together, when I proposed doing this show, I was hit by two individuals who are no longer with us here, that they'd say, "Oh, you know, you got to keep this local, and this has to be local." And who gives a damn about the Saline School Board or the Ann Arbor City Council? I mean, that's like, I can hear radios clicking off now, click, 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 whenever somebody puts that crap on the radio. Are there not some interesting local stories? Sure, from time to time we bring those to you. But it's just astounding to me the meetings that took place around the initial presentation of this show. And it was like, you want to do what? You want to talk about what? Wait a second, you know. Shouldn't you do more like about entertainment? And maybe you want to interview community business leaders, which really means get a bunch of guys who come in and pay to be on there so they can tell you about their product. And that's fine, but I'd say advertise if that's what you want to do. And thank you for responding to the show. The last time around, we did a serious boost in the overall ratings during this time slot, and hopefully we'll do that again over a couple of ratings periods. Make sure, whatever you do, you tell everybody you know to listen to On the Edge with Theron. Tell them to dial in via the web. They can get me off of Theron.com. There's archives up there. We run archives of this show, and some of the shows that aired back in 2006 are more relevant now than they were back then. So get over and check that out. Plus, we're running all of these shows as well. Let's look at a couple of points here. One of our, I don't know if she's still out there or not, but one of my big-time fans, was it Penny? Let's see here. I think it's Penny. I'm not going to name Penny's last name, but she was a regular listener before, and she hit me with an email. I dug this out quite by accident. This email goes all the way back to 2005, and this is astounding. It's just as relevant now. This was kind of funny. I was kind of laughing at this. If it weren't so true, it would truly be funny. You ready for this? This is 21 ways to be a good Democrat. I'm not going to read all of these, but there's some amazing stuff here. The first one, you have to believe that businesses create oppression and governments create prosperity. That, by the way, is what your governorette would have you believe. Jennifer Granholm. Talking about creating businesses in Michigan by some type of government regulation in Michigan, whereby 10%, just the other day it was on the news, on the local news, 10% of our energy source, she's trying to mandate through some type of law, should be solar and wind. That is insanity. I mean, that's fine if that happens in the marketplace and people buy into it and it creates jobs, and that's the way to do it. That's the only way it'll ever work. Let's look at another point here. Oh, yeah, I love this one. In fact, we just talked about the handgun thing. You have to believe that guns in the hands of law-abiding Americans are more of a threat than U.S. nuclear weapons technology in the hands of the Chinese and North Korean communists. Oh, if this weren't true, it would be funny. This is 21 ways to be a good Democrat. Good Democrats actually believe that now. The party's been hijacked. You have to believe that gender roles are artificial, but being homosexual is natural. The Democrat Party has been hijacked. And there isn't one of those Democrats out there that can dispute that. Not one of them. Not one of them. The party's been hijacked. I know some real good people who are Democrats, and I have no problem with people having divergent views from mine. That's fine. That's what the country's all about. As whacked out and as liberal as you want to have, that's your prerogative. But when it comes to running our country, I mean, wake up. I know some real smart people that for some reason, there's a stigma. They can't in their social circle come out and say, I have seen the error of the Democrat Party and I'm moving away. They can't do that. That would be their friends might look at them like, what? You're going over to that right-wing nut job side of the fence? Are you crazy? Well, actually, no. You'd be somewhat sane if you moved away from today's Democrat Party. Listen to this one. You have to believe that global temperatures are less affected by cyclical documented changes in the Earth's climate and more affected by soccer moms driving SUVs. This is so dead on accurate, man. Oh, I love this one. Here you go. This one. I want to say hits below the belt. No pun intended. You have to believe that the AIDS virus is spread by a lack of federal funding. You know, our president's guilty of that. Our president, Bob Geldof, loves George Bush because he wants to go to Africa and give AIDS victims dough. Well, that's one of the reasons. And I'm all for being magnanimous, and I'm all for people giving. Please do give as much and as often as you can. That's what it's all about. We have to help other people. That's the whole long and short of it. Add value to the lives of others. But you never, ever, ever add value to the life of somebody by giving them something for free that they don't have to work for. And then they become accustomed to that handout and they become a slave. That doesn't work that way. It's that basic. It doesn't work that way. It's kind of if you don't hunt, you don't eat. If you lost one of your legs and you can't hunt, should we feed you? Hell yes. But the fact of the matter is you've got to bring something to the party. And the Democrat Party has been hijacked by people who want to bring nothing to the party whatsoever at all and want to give everything out for free. Now listen to this one. This one I love. You have to believe that the same teacher who can't teach fourth graders how to read is somehow qualified to teach the same kids about sex. This is incredible, man. Thank you, Penny. You know what? I think we're going to hit a couple of these on a regular basis. I'm not going to go through the whole list. I'm going to stick this out to the side. That one, man, that's good. That's good stuff. That is extremely good stuff. Prayer warriors at Gay Fest on trial. Now, there's a headline for you. Prayer warriors at Gay Fest on trial. This is a sad story, actually. The police told some Christians they had no speech rights in a public park. These, by the way, were police officers that were upholding said constitution. A trial is scheduled to begin today, February 28th, in Elmira, New York. This is a real story. Lawyers for the defendants say it will be a test of whether the First Amendment affirmations of freedom of speech and freedom of religion still are valid in the U.S. And I would argue on the ACLU side of that argument, they are not. The ACLU has done more damage to your freedom of speech than anybody in the history of this nation. And your freedom of religion. Choosing to exercise your First Amendment rights in public place is not a crime, Joel Oster, senior legal counsel for the Alliance Defense Fund, said. The government has no right to arrest citizens for exercising their First Amendment rights in public. Now, here's what happened. There was a gay pride march in a place called Wisner Park in Elmira. And the gay pride march was in 2007. Now, some Christians who didn't intend to do anything other than just show up and pray for these gay people, they just wanted to pray, thinking that maybe they could turn some of them toward Christianity or who knows what, but they were barred from going into the park. At issue was the arrest of several Christians at a gay pride event in Wisner Park in Elmira in 2007. Julia and Gloria Raven and several others entered the park to pray silently for the participants of the event celebrating homosexual behavior. So all these people were going to do, look, I know what's going on, okay? They're going in there, and of course, they may be somewhat of an irritant because the gay people are going to go, oh, no, there's those wacky Christians again. They're going to try and convert us, and we want to have our gay pride and all that. But it was a public park. It's a public park. Anybody can walk into a public park and do whatever they want. And these Christians weren't going to say a word. They weren't doing it. They're just walking in the park. But by walking along with their heads bowed silently, they knew they must be praying, and we better arrest them immediately. Officials of the ADF, that is the Alliance Defense Fund, noted that the materials advertised the event said everyone was invited. It was open to the public. This makes this even more astounding that in this country of ours, the great country, America, the greatest country in the history of mankind, with its First Amendment, which I just read partially. I'll read the whole thing before we get out of here. In fact, let's do that right now. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble. I think every point is knocked down in this thing right here by these people minding their own business, these Christians minding their own business in a public park at an event that was open to everybody. And to petition the government for a redress of grievances. You know what else astounds me about this? I read this amendment and others like it from the Bill of Rights every single show on my Bone Conduction Music Show, courtesy of Michael Vincent and the Vincent Law Firm. He sponsors the show, and he said, Theron, just go ahead and read amendments to the Constitution. He's actually said to me, I can read anything I want to. along, you know, whatever, just use my own judgment. But I use my own judgment to constantly hit the amendments, the top 10, the David Letterman top 10 list, the top 10 by our forefathers. And every time I read one of these things, and I say this, and I'm not kidding, it just blows me away that the guys that penned that amendment right there and the other ones like it in the top 10 did so somewhere in the dark by candlelight with a feather from the butt of a duck or a goose, dipping it in ink. They didn't word process it. They didn't strike things out and say, let's go back and do that. They had to sit down and write this thing with ink. And you know what is even more astounding? They had prices on their heads. The English wanted to hang them. It's astounding to me. So anyway, then all of the people that fought and died, bloodshed all over the world, the tree of freedom watered with the blood of American patriots to stand up for that amendment right there. And then you've got people being arrested in a park by American police officers sworn to uphold the Constitution because they walked into a free park event advertised open to the public and everybody, and they were supposed to be there if they wanted to, if they chose to be there for no other reason because they're Americans and it's a public park and it's a big park, and it was by no means taken over completely 100% by the gay pride people. And because they walked in and they prayed silently, they were arrested. In your country. Does that piss you off? If that doesn't drive you right up the wall, if that doesn't make your hair stand up, we'll talk about more of this after the break. This is absolute insanity. And your tax dollars are paying for it. Your tax dollars are paying for it. If in no other way, because a New York senator will do a pork barrel project that will take tax dollars you put into the United States government, into the state of New York, and Elmira's in the state of New York. Get the connection? I'm Theron, you're on the edge. Man, wake up out there. Wake up out there.